jury seated. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Opening statements in former President Trump's hush money trial are on track to begin on Monday after the judge rejected a last-minute bid to delay it.
12 jurors and 6 alternates will hear the case against former President Trump in Manhattan, chosen after days of questioning potential jurors. The case centers around $130,000 in payments that the former president's lawyer and fixer Michael Cohen made to adult film star Stormy Daniels to keep her claims of a sexual encounter with the former president from becoming public in the run-up to the 2016 presidential election. Prosecutors say the former president hid the true nature of the reimbursement payments, falsifying business records. He denies having an encounter with Daniels. He has pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts, and if convicted, could get up to 4 years in prison.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers in New York City. Just after the jury was seated, but apparently unrelated to the case, a man set himself on fire in a park right near the courthouse.
The victim is in critical condition, but is alive and intubated at Cornell Burn Center.
Fire Commissioner Laura Cavanaugh, the man identified as Maxwell Lazzarello of Florida, appears to have been posted on social media about he was about to do. North Korea's state-run news agency says it conducted a cruise missile warhead test and test launch of its new anti-aircraft missile in the West Sea of Korea. The House set to vote tomorrow on a series of bills that would provide aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
It was a better process to break the bills into 4 separate measures for consideration, and that is what we will have tomorrow.
Speaker Mike Johnson, a procedural vote on the bills passed today with bipartisan support, which angered some conservative Republicans who say Johnson should not rely on Democratic votes. Wall Street, the Dow gained 211, the Nasdaq off 319, more than 2%, and its longest losing streak in more than a year. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore 3 decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
2 teenage squatters plead not guilty to killing a woman inside her own apartment, but are ordered by a New York City judge to be held without bail.
52-year-old Nadia Vitale was found stuffed in a duffel bag, shoved into a closet with a cord wrapped around her neck and another around her torso. Court documents reveal the accused killers, Haley Tejada and Kensley Alston, are a couple, and they're charged with secondary murder and a host of other crimes. After killing Vitale, prosecutors say the 18 and 19-year-olds went on a shopping spree using the dead mom's credit card to buy a PS5 game system, AirPods, clothes, food, and even a diamond ring. CJ Papa, Fox News.
The FAA is investigating after a flight at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport was instructed to cross a runway where another flight was starting to take off yesterday morning. The FAA says a JetBlue flight was starting to take off roll when an air traffic controller instructed a Southwest Airlines flight to cross the same runway. The airlines say they're working with the FAA to figure out what happened. The Southwest flight left on time. The JetBlue flight was delayed a few hours. New reasons to wash your fruits and vegetables.
Consumer Reports sounding the alarm. 20% of fruits and vegetables it tested carry an unhealthy dose of dangerous pesticides. Its most comprehensive review of 59 common fruits and vegetables found imported produce, especially some from Mexico, was particularly likely to carry risky levels of pesticide, but little to worry about in nearly 2/3 of the foods, including nearly everything organic. Top 6 list of concerns: blueberries, bell peppers and hot peppers, potatoes — sweet potatoes are low risk — green beans, kale and mustard greens, and watermelon. The guidance: eat organic or limit consumption. National Pesticide Info Center says washing and rubbing produce under running water is better than dunking it.
Fox's Therese Crowley. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.